In coordination with the audio documentary series Five Farms, KRCB is also offering our own series of profiles of five Sonoma County farms. Here's News Director Bruce Robinson.
Patchworks Farm is not a typical example of Sonoma County agriculture. Run by Noel Schmidt, who describes himself as a teacher and a farmer in that order, Patchworks Farm is a small nonprofit that for the past 10 years has been giving students a hands-on educational experience, planting, growing, and harvesting vegetables, fruits, and flowers. As we began our conversation, Schmidt explained the new thrust at Patchworks Farm has recently been creating an emphasis on teaching sustainable living.
We have two or three things that we're focusing on, and one of the things is food. Where it comes from, how we grow it, where it goes after we grow it. Another concept that we're focusing on is energy, and so we're developing a solar energy project this year. We developed a biodiesel project last year. We will do a wind project next year. We're also doing other things attendant to these topics. For example, we're going to be doing a major bee project this spring. It's a 5-acre compound. We'll get beehives out there, and these are all going to be student-instigated and run programs.
And where do your students come from?
Most of them are coming from grade schools in the area, and one of them is Village Charter School. One of them is the Cardinal Newman High School and Ursuline High School community-based service learning program, which is students who focus on doing projects in the community as part of their academic course. Another one of the groups in our collaboration is Worth Our Weight, and these are students who are being trained to prepare the food that we're growing and that other farmers grow. And they're all, Worth Our Weight refers to them as underserved kids who need to finish up certain aspects of their educational growth. And then we're also joined up with the Angela Center, which is a retreat center here in town, which works with adults, but we're working with them. They are supporting some of our work. Our communications and our website was produced by them, and just the interest of doing sustainable kind of work as an educational venture, they're very interested in that with us. So
for a lot of these kids, I'm guessing firsthand exposure to agriculture is something relatively new to them.
Yes, it is. Yeah, in fact, we had a group of 25 kids here today who were planting tomatoes and working in one of our lower gardens, weeding the strawberries and harvesting strawberries. And for some of the kids, they'll say it flat out, "It's the first time I've ever done this." And they don't know exactly how to do the transition from a classroom setting to a farm setting, but we're very close by, so they can walk over with their teacher and work in the gardens. But for us, it is a way of doing school, so we're trying to develop that program too, where we can actually connect more closely with the academic program in the schools.
And what actually grows there? What are they raising?
Right now we have beets and a couple of varieties of cabbage. We have broccoli. We have onions. We have small flower beds. We have a lot of tomatoes coming up. We're just getting into the planting of peppers and squash. Those plants are in the ground and growing. It's basically just the foods that we grow here locally, and then what we're going to try and develop is the notion of actually eating that food, preparing it, and using that as part of a healthy diet. One of our big goals is to not just look at sustainable food, but to look at local products. That's why the energy we're working on is locally produced energy, and the food is locally produced food. So a lot of these kids have never eaten a purple cabbage either, for example, or some of the other like mustard greens that we're growing. They just have not had that before. And they also don't have a clear understanding that most of the food that they eat comes from an average of 1,500 miles away.
Never thought about it.
So the idea is that if we can encourage this idea of depending upon what is grown and what is produced locally, we'll get a whole different depth of appreciation for the planet, for our neighborhood, and the planet we're living on.
As you introduce these ideas, do you see a lot of aha moments going on, or is it kind of hard for them to wrap their heads around it?
For some of the students, it is very exciting. For others, it takes a lot more time to absorb. You know, like the group that came over today, some of them were just glad to be in the fresh air and out of a classroom. And the fact of something like this occurring in front of them didn't ring any bells. And for other kids, it's like, I want to come back tomorrow. I want to do this again. So it depends. the more aha moments we can get, of course, the happier we're going to be, and I think the better we're going to be serving these students.
Now, this is property that has a history of being farmed that goes way back beyond your current endeavors.
Actually, not.
No?
It was, in fact, until last year, we had horses there, and there were a lot of horses on the pasture. So we actually are farming land that has not been farmed for I don't know how long, you know, at least 20 years. It's land that could have been farmed, but it really hasn't been.
And what's your personal history as far as working the land?
Well, I'm a teacher by trade. I started teaching when I was 21 or so, and I actually started teaching in West Africa. There we were working with primary school age kids and older students who were coming back to learn. And a lot of the program that we were introducing there at that time was about looking at the area in the village and extracting education from it. So we were doing things like mosquito abatement as part of the education program and teaching kids how to cover ponds with a film of oil. So I got interested in it a long time ago. And on every occasion when I've had a classroom teaching job, I've always brought in the idea of gardening at the school, had the kids going outside and gardening or taking them outside and doing something else. I'm not sure how I developed that idea, but I've always liked to have students outside. And so I do a lot of what is called service learning, where mm-hmm. you're learning hands-on somewhere and then taking it back and trying to apply it to the academics in the classroom.
You said earlier that at least some portion of the food that is grown on the farm, you're trying to develop means of consuming it in, the, I guess, sort of the slow food concept.
Yeah, it's a CSA program, community-supported agriculture. So when we have extra food, some of it we put out on stands, and the stand has a sign on it that says, take what you need and pay what you can. And we use that to raise money for our nonprofit. Other times we get people who sign up and they want to come and get the produce, and they will come out and get a box of produce a week and pay us a flat rate of $25 for it. And this year, for the first time, we're starting a program which is like a community garden program where we are inviting people to come in and rent a space of land that would be 30 feet by 30 feet. They rent the land for $70 a month. We help them plant the garden. It's their garden. They can come and tend it. They can harvest it, and then they will get the rent money they're putting into the land, they get back in food, and then what's left over we get, and we'll sell out of the boxes or at our own produce stand there at the farm.
So all of these, I assume, are part of the idea of making Patchwork Farm, as it works today, more or less a sustainable enterprise in its own right.
Right, yeah. The earned income is really important for us. Instead of having to ask for grants all the time and donations, we like to raise the food that we can sell. And it's also really a good part of the educational piece of the program because it all kind of fits together when you see it.
What's been the most gratifying part of doing this for you?
I think for sure, beyond a doubt, the most gratifying part has been those aha moments that you mentioned a while ago. It's like introducing something that brings a new aspect of liberation to some of the kids. Like, oh, you can learn this way also, or this is something I really like doing. This is something I can do, and it's really serving the community. There is some kind of a transformation that happens sometimes, and that is, for me, my favorite part of it. I like to see that. I like to see the part. And the other part is trying food you've never tried before. That's a great one. Today, kids were eating fresh strawberries. They were picking them and eating them and saying, boy, these are really good. And I'm guessing they've probably never had a strawberry right off the plant before.
Patchwork's Farm is located on the hillside near the Angela Center between Santa Rosa and Larkfield, but you can also find them online at patchworksfarm.org. This has been a production of KRCB News. I'm Bruce Robinson.